Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's topic comes from a post made to the GRRN message board by Chad from Kentucky. In his post, Chad asked about the appropriate use of force when defending another person. He provided a scenario where you come upon a person already involved in a conflict. You know, like most, Chad wants to help and be the good guy. He even states, and I quote, "An innocent victim is an innocent victim, whether it's you or a stranger." Now, before we can even discuss the appropriate use of force, we need to determine who is the innocent and who is the bad guy. You know, after all, you don't want to help the wrong person, right? So if you walked into the action already in progress, how do you decide whom to help? Is it the guy losing? Is it the guy on top? Is it the guy screaming for help? I submit that you cannot know who the innocent is unless you were present and observant before the conflict started. The guy who was quote-unquote winning may have been the intended victim, and the bad guy just made a poor choice in his target. You know, in that instance, it may even be the bad guy calling for help. Masada Yub likes to tell a true story of some dude hauling a woman out of a building while she was screaming, "Rape!" An armed citizen, who just happened by, intervened on her behalf. He went in guns a-blazin', full-on hero mode to rescue the damsel from the clutches of the evil guy trying to rape this innocent flower. It turns out the man was an undercover vice cop and the woman was a prostitute. The armed citizen had drawn his firearm on a law enforcement officer while he was executing his duty. Do you think he got into trouble? And as Mass sarcastically points out, it can be shocking when the criminal doesn't go quietly to jail and will often use dirty tactics to escape, which includes pretending to be a victim. Appearances are no help either in determining whom the bad guy is. And here's another hypothetical situation. You come across a homeless guy beating the crap out of some teenager. Who do you help? It could have been an unprovoked attack by a homeless guy, sure. And I have honestly heard plenty of true stories from listeners where that was the case. But it could also have started as a gang of teenagers out to get their jollies by stomping on a homeless person. What they didn't count on was the guy fighting back and winning. The other kids ran off, peeing their pants, while one guy stuck around to finish the job and turned out he was getting his butt handed to him when you walked around the corner. In the second version of the scenario, the smelly homeless guy was the original victim. The point is, you have no idea what is really going on if you happen upon the action after it started. Unless you were present and witnessed the genesis of the crisis, you have no frame of reference to accurately determine who was in the right and who was in the wrong. Unless you're 150% certain of the course of events, your best course of action is to be a good witness. Take notes, take pictures and video with your cell phone, call 911, try verbal intervention, but don't get physical. You do not want to get directly involved because you might help the wrong person. Even if you have the best of intentions, you might get charged as an accessory if you help the bad guy, hurt the good guy, or even help the bad guy escape. Just be a good witness. I'll leave you with this final thought, and I will not give you an answer. Here's the scenario. You see a man carrying a 5-year-old boy and putting him into a car. The child is throwing an epic tantrum, screaming, kicking, and yelling, "Let me go! Put me down! I want my mommy!" Now, is this the man's son and he's being a brat? Or are you witnessing a kidnapping? What would you do? And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the new Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.